Al Jazeera Podcasts.
An Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza has targeted a group of Palestinians gathering at one of the few places they can connect to the internet. At least 7 people were killed and 20 others injured. It happened in the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood of Gaza City. A tent had been set up for those trying to access the internet. Communications are limited throughout the Gaza Strip. Palestinians often have to gather at one point where connectivity is stable. The head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has appealed to the Security Council for protection. Philip Lazzarini says there's been a concerted effort to dismantle UNRWA at a time when its work is more crucial than ever. Earlier this year, the agency lost some of its funding after Israel accused some of its employees of involvement in the October 7th attacks. The British and German foreign ministers are in Israel, meeting leaders there for talks on Iran. David Cameron and Annalena Baerbock met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Cameron says Israel will act after Iran strikes on Saturday, but hopes it will do so in a way that doesn't escalate the situation. The German foreign minister called on Israel to act, quote, prudently and responsibly. Iran says its drone and missile strikes were in response to Israel's attack on its consulate building in Syria earlier this month. The war in Ukraine now, and authorities in the north of Ukraine say at least 14 people have been killed in a Russian missile strike on the city of Chernihiv. Dozens of people were injured in the attack, which hits residential buildings. Critical infrastructure was also damaged in the city 150 kilometers north of the capital, Kyiv. Early results show Croatia's ruling conservatives are on course to win the most seats in parliamentary elections. But exit polls suggest the Croatian Democratic Union, or HDZ, will fall short of an outright majority needed to form a government. The vote follows a bitter campaign between Prime Minister Andrej Plenković and President Zoran Milanović, who's leading an alliance of left-wing parties. Greece's largest union has staged a 24-hour walkout, disrupting ferry services and other public transport. Striking workers marched through the capital, demanding higher pay to cope with rising living costs. The General Confederation of Greek Labour is calling for a return to collective bargaining rights that was scrapped more than a decade ago during the country's financial crisis.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine Pakistan's expulsion of Afghan refugees, some of whom had lived in the country for decades. What's behind this move, and is it politically motivated? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.